Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the public transport system, focusing specifically on ZUPCO.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
They are having to operate from hand to mouth, and they were telling us of the 245 buses which are plying mainly the rural areas. It's money which they are raising on their own.
Angazi ukuthi kumbi lalapho abazathenga khona amabhasi abo kumbi kuyabe kubuya sokungamabhasi aqinileyo ukuthi uZulu uyabe sezagade ekhululekile ukuthi hhayi even kungaze kumbe siqanise kumbe ngumqanso uphi kumbe ngumgwaqo webhinga lwane sikwaziyo ukuthi unjani akula ngozi yabe izayenzakala. Hhayi, nxa kunjalo kuhle siyabe sizamukela khona lokho abaye bezaphumana.
Kunotori nezinye members zekomiti zedu dzanga zichiti aiwa kambani inenge iri kuremerwa neku shaiwa mari yekutenga mabhazi kawane. Saka yanga yadi kuti itwe private time.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the public transport system, and we are focusing specifically on ZUPCO.
The Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Local Government today grilled ZUPCO managers about the state of affairs at ZUPCO. There are allegations of corruption that many argue have crippled ZUPCO operations.
The fact that ZUPCO is failing to generate income has led some Zimbabweans and parliamentarians to call for the state to privatize it.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tila utitinge tichi tarisa neje ma miriro akaita zvinhu ku kambani yeZUPCO. Asi tila utitarise wokuti vanhu vari kuona sei nyaya dzeku takurwa kwavo neve ma kana angari makombi nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi zvatiri kunzwa kubva ku committee paramende inoona nezve kutongwa kwematunhu kana kuti local government, zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka kuZUPCO. Nekuti ZUPCO yaimbenge ine mabhazi akati wandei, pane imwe nguva itonzi aitosvika chiuru nemazana mashanu 1500. Asi iko zvino kwasara ari kuma200 chete ari kuenda kunzvimbo dzakawanda kumaruwa. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti nenyaya yekuti ZUPCO aina mari yairi kuunzira hurumende, yadi zvayo yaendeswa maoko evamwe vanhu vasiri hurumende kuti ikwanise kunge ichishanda. Nekuti chairi ngoita chete kungoti mari hurumende iri ngoisa mari zvainzi naMatavire kusungirira mari pagumbo rengwe. Hapana chiri kubuda. Asi vamwe vanoti aiwa izvozvo mukadaro zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvizopedzisira zvaakuti durei kune vamwe varombo. Nekudaro hurumende dai yagadzirisa nyaya dzeuori dziri kupomerwa vamwe vakuru kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Gibbs,
uivekakahleke indaba yetu yanamhlanje Blessing, lapho sikhuluma khona ngeZUPCO ukuthi kambe iZUPCO yehlula kuyini. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngama-80s kumbe ngithi before independence Blessing yayisaziwa ngokuthi iRhodesia Omnibus Company. Khona mpana-ke kwakusithi nxa uhlala emadolobheni uthi ungayebus stop iyaphonga udlula ikudobha nje uye kubeka lapho uyakhona. Kwakungathatha isikhathi, wawusithi nxa kumbe kuyi-5 minutes ukhangela isikhathi sakho uchaye phansi uyayithola iZUPCO. Kodwa kwamanje iZUPCO ungana kusela lutho mfowethu. kule ndawo kobulawa kuthiwa kusegodini egodini lapha na kulapha izupho eyayijala ukuthi sukele khona njalo ibuyele khona xa ithola abantu so okwamanje akula lutho nyakhumbula futhi le Harare tuza le church office lapha lapha ayithola khona abantu ibahambise endaweni ezijeneyo kodwa okwamanje ngizokuthiwa akusela lutho mfowethu so khona khona kuthi kutsho 1500 katesi around 200 buses so abanye bathi indaba yankhona yiku-corruption khona kubungile imbane obukhona ukuthi amabhasi lokuthi aya ngaphi akwaziwa kungandadliwa umswenya mfowethu ye so kusuna ukuzithi abantu bathini zulu kandaba nasi udaba ekudweni 001 202 619 2077 ye lithumeze kathesi lo mlayezelo owodwa nje kuphela uponti cha kumakhawule ekhukhwini khonapho iwhatsapp 1 202 465 0318 ye kunjalo mfowethu.
And I think, Gibbs, we have our first two guests lined up. We have first Mr. Martin Moyo, who is the Bulawayo mayor. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. Your worship, I should say. That's what we do to the mayors, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
your worship. And we are also being joined by my good friend, Rejoice Ngwenya. He's an independent economic analyst. Rejoice, good evening.
Hello, the gentleman. Fortunately, I am not worshipped, so I'm just a common man in the street.
So it's your worship and one commoner and two lowly newsmen, one from Marondera. And another one from
Gwanda.
From Gwanda.
Yes.
The lowly newsletterman.
Yes. You know, if I go back to Gwanda, I may be the mayor there. You know?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you not aspiring to be mayor?
No.
Oh, my God, this guy. He has no ambitions.
I will stay a journalist.
Oh, good.
Let's begin with you, Mr. Ngwenya. We are talking, of course, about the situation at ZUPCO, where we understand some parliamentarians today were saying maybe it's time it is privatized because it is not making money. And others were saying that, no, if you privatize it, it might prove to be a bit problematic for the poor move from one place to the other. Therefore, what you just need to do is to ensure that there is no corruption at ZUPCO. What is your take on all this, Mr. Ngwenya?
Well, look, I've just completed a chapter in a book that, you know, we writing on deregulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the issue of deregulating public transport
mm-hmm.
as a very good example of how the private sector, the individual
mm-hmm.
can provide transport efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So I will try to be as objective as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It is very unlikely that a post-colonial nationalist government
mm-hmm.
can be able to run a thriving business. Rhodesia Railways was thriving. Rhodesia Airways, you know, there was Disco Steel, there was, you know, Soldier United, there was the Omnibus Company, because they were committed to systems that were immune to corruption and pervasive cronyism. Unfortunately, ZANU-PF has been part of that rot, and, you know, 34 years later,
mm-hmm.
we have seen how bad a government can run a business. A government cannot run a business. A business is for business persons.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Moyo?
Yeah. Well, we are talking about something that is not there.
Mm-hmm.
ZUPCO, as far as we are concerned,
mm-hmm.
Well, is not there. Yes, we see them one, two buses, mm-hmm. but they are mostly flying
mm-hmm.
Out of town destinations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ZUPCO that we would have wanted to have
mm-hmm.
would be one that offers public transport to the citizens of Bulawayo,
mm-hmm.
taking them from their homes to their places of work, whether in the industrial sites or in town, in the commercial business districts. Now, but that is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we can talk about ZUPCO, but I think that it is no longer there.
Mm.
where they may have one or two buses, but that to us does not count for anything. They are just not there. So why don't we forget about Zubko?
Interesting observation there. Regai tiboye ndekuvateereri tisati tadzoka kwamuri. Tina vagumbo kuzvichava nemakadii vagumbo?
Ndakasimbangu, makadii wemi?
Aiwa, isu tiripo kwakadii kuzvichava neuku?
Kuzvichava nehakuri kutonhorera kwakanaka chaizvo.
Zupko muri kurionawo here kuzvichava neuku?
Isusu tiri kwamazviwa kuya uku. Kune kanouyawo regularly asi tinonguva unokashaya ukati ukamirire muzvichavane worega kuuya unotorara umomo. Zvino vanhu vemutaundi havachadi mavhizita zvina. Kutaundi kwaane nzara woshaya kwokurara. Komendi yangu yandiinayo Blessing nyangu mukaunganidza mari yakawanda zvakadii kunana Zuko, kunana Railway, kunanani cherezinozii government company mari iyoyo ikunzi ishoma ishu ushoma wacho nekuti haichapika hapasina mukotomuya iyai muone hapana chinombofamba inongopera makatarisa monzwa kuti hapasina mari saka kumbiwa iri corruption ndiyo nayo kumakampani ehurumende ese kana asina kuisa kubviswa corruption iyoyo hakuna chinombofamba. Iyo ndio comment yangu chetezo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagumbo rekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanakai,
tinotenda. Tina mukoma Josephat kusouth Africa. Makadii mukoma Josephat?
Ndinosara nguva vresi mari henyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Kuri sei kusouth Africa?
South Africa kuri kungotonhorerawo chando ndo chaakuda kuti wandei mazuva ano.
Chinenge taakusvika nguva yacho yekuti chinenge chekwidza hamba mumuti. Asi muri kuona sei nyaya yeZupco iyi, mukoma Josephat?
Nyaya yeZupco radambudziko chairo. Inini ndiri kutaura ndakambenge ndiri mushandi weZupco ndichidhiraivha opazvo.
Ndimi vanhu vatiri kutsvaga manje.
Dambudziko guru riri paZupco mukanyatsotarisisa nderekuti ezvino vanotaura kuti a state-owned company, is a parastate, saka haisi a profit-making organization. Asi mukatarisa even pamafezi ayo inongodawo kuchaja zvakafanana nemabhazi ekuana kurakurerwa nana musasi wayo zvekuti dei yakanga ichitungamirirwa iri privatized isinga mari yayo isingazonzi nhasi yatogwa yaenda kuhurumende. Nhasi kwaita musangano wezanufiyo kune Congress, mabhazi ngaaende ikoko anongoenda mahara asi anodira dhiziri, ane vashandi vachada kubhadharwa. At the end of the day hapana chinouya kuti kubva kucongress ikoko kana kuti kumusangano ikoko. Izvo zvinoramba zvichimbowisira pasi zvekuti munozoona kuti mabhazi aya anobva mu1000 opedzisira apa 200 vanhu voshaya kuti kosevhisi yatamberindipiwa kambani aingotumira kana mabhazi achingofamba mahara asi achidirwa mafuta aine vanhu vanoshanda.
Saka imi maka taurai zvei?
Isu taichifungidzira kuti kana kambani vakaiprivatiza tingaite zviri nani, nekuti mukatarisa ndofunga itsomos 10 or 11 years or 2 above that bhodhi rinorana kambani yeZupco rakaiswa nehurumende harisati rambochinjwa. Kune vanonzi mainjwanda varipo vanongori chehuman iyeyi nanhasi ndiyeye panobva maceo akawanda achingodzingwa achinzi atadza basa asi ivo nekomiti yavo havabvi. Zvakandishamisa kuti komiti inogona basa serei asi maceo akafundira basa haagoni basa anongoya achitadza basa achidzingwa nekudawo kuti kuna vachombo vakamira vari kulocal government uko ndo vane madecision iwayo nebhodhi ravo iroro ndo vari kuuraya zvinhu zvese muZupco.
Mukoma Josephat, we want you to stay on the line. Rambai muripo parunhare kuti timbo taura nemi. Gibbs, une mumwe muteereri?
Iye, ndo munumuzana ke Undlovu lapo seSouth Africa. Baba Ndlovu, ungachona njani?
Yebo, dumeli njani baba Ndlovu.
Sipilile Ndlovini, ungapuwa kona kona?
Ngise eJobheki, Ellen's Park.
Iye, kunjani Ellen's Park?
Hayi kuraiti kuyabanda nje mbichana.
Ye, natutawule Zupko ungathi ngalo.
Dube iZupko yavela yahle yapha ngento zembangazwe.
Mhm.
UZupko yayisebenza mahara. Kungathiwa umgabe ufuna irali kumbuyi ufune kosipepa izasuka igijime mahara ithwala abantwana besikoli ithwaleni ingabhadala lutho iprofiti yakhona yayiyavela ngapha azayi yayingabhadali izupu ikhomba ukuhamba nje
ngesikhathi
kufuneka ukuthi kuthengwe amabhasi imali yakhona kayikho yabulawa izinto zombangazwe baba uzupu.
Kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho akukho okunye yini esingakucabangela ukuthi lakho kungabe wayiganda sibili.
Ye, iasetshenziswa kakhulu iyangenelwa ngabantu laba abanjengabochombo. Abantu babevele sebechithisiwe baba. Abantu bezanu bavele bachithiswa babona ukuthi lapha kuyangeneka kuyadleka. So babethatha khonaphi imali ibhasi zihambela mahara.
Ye, siyakuzwa kodwa singeke satsho qho ukuthi sibili ojombo babefaka izandla khonaphana. Ngoba abazange bemthethwandaba siyacabangela nje kuphela sikubeka njalo Ndlovini
sebachithiswa phela abantu sebachithiswa Dube.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi wena ngesikhathi sakho ke baba Ndlovu usese wawuhlala kobulawayo.
Ngiyahlala kobulawayo.
Yayihamba njani izupu? Abatshela abantu phela abanye abakwazi.
Ibhasi kwakusithi after 15 minutes ungame ngubo yenja. Nasi ibhasi enye yempilo, enye yemagwegwe, enye eluveve. After 15 minutes wawungahlali kobulawayo. Kudala kwethu sisasebenzisa iziteksin.
Usayikhumbula imagwegwe vayampopoma
yayikhona yayikhona enye yayihamba kuthiwa yayihamba ngekhongo yayikhumbula.
Aha. Jayikhona kanye iye ngangigada
kwakungahluphi kwakuakhona kanti esegodini laphana sokuze angazi ukuthi ningakubiza ngithini sokuyinto eminjani egodini lapha
kumeye uzasitshela kuthiwa sokuthengiswa le nyama izupu yajabansi
kubunzima egodini laphana ukuthi izupu kho laphana kwakukuhle kakhulu la madrayiva akhona ebukeka kukuhle lathi sinje sasisisa ukusebenza kwezupu kwakathesi hayi ha ukadrayiva imoto engulu bekungcono.
Hayi kulungile. Sibongile Mnumzana Ndlovu. Sibonge kakhulu. Uhlala ubuya phela.
Alright.
So what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is, you know, everyone had this wish of going to join Zupko, you know, to be a driver or something like that. Because you still remember the drivers were very smart, right?
Indeed.
And
all
even
of them.
The bus inspectors.
Mm-hmm. The ticket checkers.
Yes. They were very smart. They would look at you and they were so, you know, they were people, you know. So now he's saying at the end of the day, Zupko just collapsed because of political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to, he alleges, it used to carry a lot of ZANU-PF supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And most probably ZANU didn't pay it a cent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, in terms of the timetables that were set by Zupko, you wouldn't wait for 15 minutes at a bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
It would just carry you from one place to the other. So he reminded me of my own bus that I used to ride from Ekodini to Makwekwe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was called Makwekwe Vayampopoma.
Yeah.
There's a song that says Makwekwe Vayampopoma.
Mm.
You know, after Zupko, right?
It did.
Yes.
Let me come to you, Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya?
I can hear you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, now, the question is, and you are also saying that maybe it's time to privatize Zupko, but some are saying that you know, doing so will be disastrous, judging from what we have seen from the private operators, those who own combis and stuff like that. There have been many accidents, you know, some that could have been avoided, and therefore maybe Zupko is needed to counterbalance that.
Well, look, I mean, whenever there is, you know, the intervention of a private player without a good, you know, governance, you know, you discover that, you know, if we consider the system, that the VID, the allocation of ranks, you know, the behavior of the policemen, you know, the individuals are the ones that are making the transport system a bit skewed. But the theory and the ideology behind privatization has nothing to do with chaos and commotion. We buy our bread every morning, we buy our milk, we buy our SIM cards. You know, all these things are supplied by private company. There is no chaos. The chaos is caused by corruption and the pervasive idea that somebody has to benefit. So the disadvantages that you get from running a public company that is under the system of ZANU-PF, disadvantages are much more than the disadvantages that you get running a private run system. You know, your listeners are explaining the litany of corruption that has plagued ZUPCO for almost 34 years. You need to plow back capital so that you can get more buses, you can maintain infrastructure. Now, when your major shareholder is using the public the transport system without putting any money, naturally it is going to collapse. But I think the theory is that when there is private competition, when there is private players, there is better competition. And if the competitive forces are managed well, you get efficiency. And I believe, really, we still have a chance of organizing the private combi systems.
Most probably, let me get to the mayor. Your worship, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yes. So now, coming to the point that is being mentioned by Mr. Ngwenya in terms of, perhaps rebranding. Do you think that most probably ZUPCO failed to rebrand after independence? And most probably they misjudged somehow in terms of, coming out with a certain vision?
No, I do not think it's a question of rebranding. It's a question of management. The management became so bad that the company literally collapsed. It has collapsed. And when people can speak of privatizing, you privatize something that is a running concern. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think that you can regard ZUPCO as a running concern. Now, if I have money and I was asked to buy ZUPCO, would I want to buy it? What am I buying? Am I buying just the name? Because when you are buying a company, you are buying assets. Now, what assets are there? Unless we are saying we want to sell what? The depots, because those are physical structures that probably remain there. And I do not know in Bulawayo which one of them would we be talking of, because Ekodini is a municipal, that's municipal property.
Yes.
And I'm not even so sure that we could even own the ZUPCO depot along Kami Road. So I mean, what is there then to privatize? So as far as we are concerned, ZUPCO is non-existent, and so as Bulawayo, we have come up with a transport policy, and our transport policy says, for those that are operating within Bulawayo, who are currently running combis and for public transport, let them get organized and form companies. And we have made some headway in that direction. So they already, this is in place, and it can start operating anytime. And then we want them to pull their resources together and begin to acquire conventional buses, and so that we can bring back the metro buses of yesteryear, which are regular, where there is discipline. People won't have to be subjected to the abuse that they suffer in these commuter omnibuses. That is what we envision. That is what we would like to see happening in Bulawayo, because I think really we can talk from morning to sunset about what has happened with the ZUPCO, but I do not think really that would help us. But we are saying, for the current operating, if ZUPCO wants to join them, that's fine. And so I think the structure is such that there will be one holding company, and then there will be subsidiaries, mm-hmm. one operating in the western suburbs and the other one operating in the eastern suburbs. And mm-hmm. I think we are making headway that way because as far as we are concerned, ZUBCO is a write-off.
Mm.
Thank you so much, and also for offering a possible way forward. Regai tizoke kuna Mkoma Josephat. Mkoma Josephat mchiripwe. Mkoma Josephat.
Wangu ndichiripo.
Saka imi maka senza kuzupuko kwengu ya kariba zwakadi. Uye maka puwaere marie nyue mchikanti gere. Nekutuwa mwashante vya mbengi vachigunungu na wakuti havana kupuwa mari. Zwakazo ita wati property zupuko imbo atachukwa vichingo darodaro.
Mkoma nyaya ye mari ya muno chaura kanga izero ndare kumusana hakuna shaka buda kuzupuko nekuti nyaya zhinji dzekuzupuko padzinopera dzinoperera dzava political nekuti munongona ngofuma makazara masiya iwoo akadopfekawo neuniform dzezupuko ndo zvinhu zviri kunyanya kuuraya kambani yezupuko nekuti patinofundiswa zupuko yanga yakanaka kuti hakuna kambani yanga ine customer care sezupuko
ichokwadizvinonzi
mukwiri webhazi chii kukambani yezupuko takanga tikadzidziswa zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo ende munhu anyanya kukudzwa mukambani yezupuko munhu anotsvaira bhazi kana achinge rabva kudziki ichiuya muyadhi but zvese izvozvo hakuna kana chimwe chete ari kupiwa mari vanongonzishandai taingoshanda kuti tatazongona tega kuti panapa hapana chandomirira bheka ndiende
asi hapana
mari inenge iripo
kana yemudyandigere hapana
taura ingo.
Aiwa, all right, rambai zvenyu muri parunare Mkoma Josephat, stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, so I have to go back to Mr. Ngwenya. Are you still there?
I'm around, gentlemen.
Yeah, so while we're talking about this issue, what could be the role of the government in providing public transport? Is there any role for the government there?
Well, look, you are talking to a liberal, so obviously we would believe in non-government interference in any government. The government can set transport policy.
Mm-hmm.
The government can set legislation that governs the way transport operates, but when it comes to delivering the actual service, that should be left to citizens. I mean, Umoyo explains it very carefully and clearly that when citizens organize themselves, because they have a better responsibility, they have more to lose in not managing their businesses well than government. So government is very susceptible and vulnerable to corruption and cronyism.
Mm.
So there is absolutely no way a government can, all the business entities that have been run by the ZANU-PF government since 1980 have collapsed. That says something about the ability of any government to run business. So I believe that perhaps it is now time for the private sector to be more involved in organizing the systems so that the service is delivered at a competitive price and with a higher quality of delivery.
Regai tiende kuZambia, kune mumwe muteereri vatapinda makadi.
Nofara Mkoma Zulu makadiko.
Tiripo. Ari kuuya here kuZambia uko mazupko?
Ari kuuya achibva muHarare achienda paLusaka.
Ari kufambawo zvakanaka?
Tiri kuona ari kuti fambe zvakanaka asi dambudziko nderekungoti competition yachona inenge yakati kwirei pamabhazi aripo nekuti iyo zupuko yachona vanhu havachanyanya kuitemba nekuti mabreakdown anenge anoti wandei.
Mukoma tapinda, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare, rambai makabata. Mr. Moyo and Mr. Ngwenya and also Josephat, please stay on the line. We'll just take a short break and we'll be back with you in a bit. And for our radio listeners, please simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com on the internet and click on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'll say it again, go to...
The Voice of America.